Cochran Show, 722. Dave Bennett, Andrea Darlis. Steve is taking today off. He'll be back tomorrow when we induct the new class into the WGN Radio Walk of Fame, the third class. Max Armstrong, voice of Agribiz, along with Big O, Floyd Brown, one of the best guys, and you always remember Ben Bentley on the Sports Writers on Sunday afternoons. Thank you, Floyd Brown. Jim Carrillo, who was our JC, our chief engineer for many years, Dan Fabian, we talked to him the other morning, our program director, general manager.
Yeah, Tom Peterson.
Tom Peterson, who hired you.
Who hired me.
And Dean. Well, we'll talk to him later.
Yeah, we'll talk to Dean later. We talk to Dean every day.
And this lady, Marilyn Miller. And if you've listened to WGN Radio over the years, you know the name. Marilyn, believed to be the first woman to produce a major market morning drive show. Certainly the most successful as the producer of the Wally Phillips Show on WGN Radio. And the first producer to be inducted into the WGN Woo! Walk of Fame. Congratulations.
All right, Marilyn.
And what an honor to talk to the morning show. Thanks, guys.
Marilyn, you're the sweetest person. Everybody, we are so excited to see you because it's been a couple years since we've all seen you, but we're so excited for you. It's such a well-deserved honor, and I know people ask you all the time about, you really paved the way for all of us, for women in radio, for producers, and the question that you never get asked is this: who did you replace?
That's a question I really hadn't thought of until Todd and Jimmy called and let me know about this honor, and I started thinking back as to what really happened. And I didn't replace anyone.
How about that?
I was the very first. Wally had been doing a show where he could talk to people he knew. He could talk to talent in the news. He could have interchange on the radio with the engineers, with the funny lines they would play for him. But what he lacked was the ability to bring in listeners from the outside. We had no delay system. So if a caller were to want to take part in the show and be like interactive radio or social media, they couldn't do it. He did it all by himself with internal calls and people that he knew and people that you could put on the air reliably. So it came time where he'd actually forged the way to get a delay system so that we could take calls on the air. That's how I know I was first, because delay systems didn't exist.
And there really wasn't talk radio the way we have it today. And Wally was such an innovator, and you were pushing the buttons and working the phones. And that had to be such a challenge at the time, because we didn't have the technology that we have today.
We had no roadmap to follow.
Right.
Dave, when I stepped in there, it was like, okay, you're producer for the show. That's wonderful. And we figured out, we innovated and developed how we could turn what Wally already had, which was such a highly successful show, into a show that could become a people place where people could have reports from us. They could call in, tell us what they were seeing, what their problems were, how we could help them, how we could get information to them, and we could learn from them. I mean, we didn't have the weather technology that we have today. Somebody would call out in Iowa and tell us what the forecast was. So people were a supplement to what we did, and Wally always saw the world shrinking to have a phone that could go anywhere. And so that was what he was visualizing, and then I got to visualize it with him, which was just, it was ultimate thrill and fun.
Marilyn was one of the first people I met at WGN Radio, Andrea. My first day on the air at Bradley Place was on the air with Wally.
Uh-huh.
And you walked into the old Studio A at Bradley Place. And it's hard to describe, Marilyn. It was massive. It's as big as the television studio, which WGN News uses today. And you walked in, there were, I believe, two news anchors. You had John Tondelli, the music director. You had Marty Drasek. You had a couple of engineers, yourself in the booth. There was a cast of thousands, and yet it was seamless. It was amazing how it all fit together.
Well, Wally put an awful lot of work into it, and we all did. We all tried to make it look seamless, but Wally was always on. He always was thinking about the next thing that he could do, and he had lists and lists and lists of things that could work on the show. And I think the engineers did, too. They had what they called Wally engineers back then. It was people like John Bobera and Jim Wirth and Bob Bros, Ed Archambault, Rick Garfalo, and they would try to outwit Wally. And so they had a lot of fun going on already. And then I got to step in there and add what I could from the listener's side by being able to put calls through and have meaningful dialogue and conversation.
Marilyn, you are so sweet and so nice, and everybody loves you. How did you deal with people who were, let's say, a little pushy or maybe not so nice? Because I can't ever imagine you saying, I can't imagine you saying it in a nice way. No, I don't think we're interested in that guest or that topic.
Oh, everybody needs a Rottweiler or a pit bull once in a while. You know how that is. I was out there. In fact, Floyd Brown and I were talking after we all kind of gotten together and had a few conversations. And Floyd reminded me of the time that I had to remind a sports writer. We used to have sports before Dave was there every day and every time. We had to remind sports writers that they were on our show, and one of their functions was to get athletes to come on and do a quick call with us in the morning and be a guest on our program. And we had one sports writer who, he's more of a late-night person. And when he was a late-night person, he didn't necessarily care about getting guests for our program. So I used to give him a wake-up call. That was the first thing, so he never would oversleep. And then he didn't come up with enough guests, and so I had to go tell him, if you'd like to do this show, you have to have some of the athletes on. This is what people really want to hear. Well, down the line, Floyd heard about that from the sports writer, I guess. My reputation.
Yeah,
I think I know who it was. I'm going to ask you tomorrow when I see you.
And I'm gonna make up Marilyn the Rottweiler T-shirts for tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
One thing, real quick. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I got to do one thing if I could, because Wally's family has been so loving and dear to me over this whole thing. Barbara, Todd, Janice. Mm-hmm. Jennifer and Nick, and they're all just so excited about the placement of this plaque out there, and they just couldn't be nicer. So I had to do my first ever radio shout out to them.
Oh,
that's wonderful, wonderful. There was a time, real quickly, before or after Wally left mornings, went to afternoons, and then there was a show that you did from Ditka's Restaurant. And it was in the afternoon, right, at 12:30, I believe, after the noon show, where it was kind of Wally and Booth One interviewing celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Wally idea to bring people onto the air.
I don't know if people appreciated how tough that had to be for you to produce, because you had to get the celebrities and get them on the air. But also what a great creative idea that was at a time where, maybe radio had lost a little bit of that.
Well, Wally was always creative. He was always trying to think of a better way. And that's why I had a chance when management very graciously came to me and said, maybe I could be in line for succession planning or training and that kind of thing. But I really enjoyed people. I enjoyed Wally. I enjoyed the chance to try to help him create that better program.
Marilyn, we are looking.
Look what you guys have these days. My gosh, we were the forerunners.
That's right. Well, you're groundbreaking, Marilyn, for all you've done. We can't wait to see you tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day and for your induction into the Walk of Fame. And congratulations. We're so proud of you from all of us here at WGN.
Thanks, Andrea. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Marilyn. See you
Love
tomorrow.
You, Marilyn. Oh, can't wait to see her. Marilyn the Rottweiler.
What?
Jeez.